So getting back to that email issue, both at the university and in the case of Hillary Clinton, is there ever a case to be made for using a private email account when you are a high-ranking public official? Jason R. Barron is a former director of litigation at the National Archives and Records Administration. He's now an attorney at Drinker, Biddle, and Reith, and he joins us to discuss. Jason, welcome to Hugh.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Is there ever a good reason for someone, especially a high-ranking official at a public institution, to send a work email through a private server or a private email account rather than through their work account?
Well, it's very understandable why individuals would use private channels. It's easy to do so, and they are enabled to do so by IT administrators, by university officials that allow for easy access from the desktop. And of course, in a mobile world, everyone uses devices. The issue, however, if we are talking about a public institution, a public university, is that university business is covered under record-keeping rules and is subject to open records laws at the state level. And so the answer is, while one in the first instance can use private channels for communication, one needs to take steps to ensure that those communications are appropriately preserved so that the public can have access.
But in this age of constant communication, is it realistic to expect that every communication is going to be something that the public can have access to? The chancellor at the university could have sent text messages, could have had a conversation with somebody in the elevator, could have called somebody on her home phone or whatever it might be. There are so many ways to communicate. Is it really a reasonable expectation that everything should be done over either the work email or it should all be kept track of?
I think you're raising a valid point that we live in a world of all sorts of technologies. There is a difference under the laws that exist about conversations that are memorialized in text. And so whether we're talking about traditional documents or emails or even text messages, there's an expectation that the public has a right to know about what officials in public institutions are doing. So the laws are there, and we need to come up with reasonable policies that allow people to use all of the new technologies that make life efficient, but also to ensure that they are conforming their practice to public expectations.
What about, and again, I'm kind of giving the benefit of the doubt to the official in question, what about the fear that if you're sending sensitive information, that somebody in the IT department or some rogue employee could go in and get that information and release it, which could harm you, could harm the person that you're communicating with, and that it would be safer for you to conduct this kind of sensitive business on a private account that that person would not have access to?
Well, there's certainly a concern that individuals have that their communications will be potentially subject to a breach or some actor, both internally or externally, getting access to them. I think the larger issue is that there's a legitimate issue that scholars have at universities about academic freedom. And there is a concern that some subset of communications should be withholdable because of the nature of the conversations. And so whatever the communication is about official business, including university business, it should be considered a public record. But it should – there's a smaller set of communications that could be withheld or could be exempt from disclosure under exceptions that are built into state Freedom of Information Act laws. And so, for example, in Virginia, the Virginia Supreme Court found that in a case involving a climate change issue and university deliberations by professors exchanging emails privately with respect to that issue, that those came within a deliberative exception to the public disclosure requirements. And so in that way, they could be protected.
So Do the laws need to be updated, do you think, given all of the communication that we have now? Do there need to be new carve-outs made for Gmail or for texting or whatever?
I think it's probably a losing proposition to keep up with technology. One can be overly granular and overly specific in terms of legislation to try to keep up with the latest platform and app that's rolled out. However, I think there could be clearer regulations developed at the university level. There certainly needs to be, as a matter of governance, good policies and procedures in place so that officials, professors, and everyone involved at a university knows what the rules of the road are. And ultimately, yes, if state statutes are out of date in terms of not accounting for legitimate exceptions to public disclosure, then they need to be updated.
That's Jason R. Barron, an attorney at Drinker, Biddle & Reith. He's the former director of litigation at the National Archives and Records Administration. Jason, thank you.
Thank you.
And let us know what you think about this, whether there is ever a case to be made for a high-ranking public official to use a private account. You can send us a tweet at Jeremy Hobson, or you can send us an email from your work account or your private account.